Gary McDade, manager of Glensfully. What an advertisement for the club championship in Donegal, but you're through to another final. That's the place you want to be. But it was heart-stopping stuff there in the second half.
Yeah, Oisin, thanks very much. It was probably, you know, we're happy enough the first half. We were 6 points up at half time. Everything was going to our plan pretty much, you know. And then the second half, our draw came out in fair play. And like our draw being the team that they are and being the tradition they have over there, they threw absolutely everything at us in the second half. And as you said, it was a great advertising for football, but it wasn't too easy for us boys on the line. But like, thankfully, we managed to get over the line. Like, it's something. Like, and boy, that panel of players have lost a lot of semi-finals in the past and lost a lot of big games by the narrow margin. And thankfully, over the last 2 to 3 years, we know now how to grind games out, and we know how to win, and we know how to get over the line, you know what I mean? Like, we've had a lot of hurt from losing big games, and again, that character and that mental strength showed there tonight again.
The goal proved to be the difference between the two sides, and Colin Kelly took that very well.
He had a chance before it as well, you know what I mean? Like, and we probably created one or two goal chances throughout the game as well, but our draw created a chance as well. But how goals are big scores in championship matches, you know what I mean? As you said yourself, it was the difference there at the end.
Yeah. What was it about the second half that our drag came at you and they scored 5 or 6 points on the bounce, and at one stage you didn't have a reply to that? So what was the mindset then, Gary?
Well, our mindset was trying to get on top of midfield, because that's how they got back into the game. They got on top around the middle, so they did. So we were trying to implement something and change something, and thankfully we got one or two kickouts at the end from the changes that we did make.
Yeah. A lot of these players, of course, were involved in 2011 when you won the championship. Can you feel yourself, is there a difference in the squad this year compared to the year that you won it? Is there an extra drive and hunger there with these guys?
They're a very hungry, determined bunch of players. So they are, like, I mean, like, they've won championship medal in their pocket. Like, not all of them. There's a few new lads in there, like Aidan McDevitt's in there, and Ryan Hunter and Ryan Dover, boys that got there. So like, they'll be always looking for the first championship medal, so it's good to have lads that got there. But listen, we'll be looking no further than planning for the 60 minutes of Kelly Beggs or Mullen now.
Yeah. If we reflect back on the game tonight and even in Kilkiar, you're under serious pressure towards the closing stages of both games. Is that something now that you're going to have to readdress into the final?
Well, look, it's championship football. You're going to be under pressure late in the game. Like, every team, like, if you're behind, you have to throw a kitchen sink at the opposite team, and that's what they did. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that we know is going to happen in the final. And hopefully we'll be able to come out on the right side of the final if that does happen again.
You need wee breaks to progress in championship and one silver. Do you think you got a couple today?
I don't know, Oisin. Like, I think you make your own luck. You make your own. Like, our boys work very hard. Like, you know, like, the first half, our work was exceptional. So it was, you know, I think you make your own luck.